Okay, so we've all suffered at one point in our life with a spot, some acne, something or other. So today, we're lucky enough to have Dr. Cole with us again, and we are going to talk about hormonal acne, acne in general, causes, all the science-y bits, and all that fun stuff.
Yes, acne. It's something that I struggled with. I don't know about you, Sid, but I sure did struggle with in high school. And I was the only one in my family that struggled with it.
Really?
So, yeah, it was a really frustrating time, and I couldn't understand why it was affecting me. I'm sure everybody who's had acne has said this. Like, it's so embarrassing walking out with red spots all over your face. I had cystic acne too, so it was painful. So when talking about acne, I'm super pumped just because, like, I went through it.
Yeah, the personal hits home.
It really hits home for me. So, yeah, we're going to chit-chat a little bit about acne today and kind of scrape the surface because it does get pretty complex.
Yeah, no, she was showing me some diagrams of all the hormones, and it just went straight over my head.
Yeah, so we're going to try to keep it simple and not get too nitty-gritty with things. So I'm super excited too because, so we're going to actually split this talk in half. So today I'm just going to do, just chit chat about some of the basics, things to think about when it comes to acne. And then the second part will be joined with a special guest.
Our first special guest!
So excited. And she's an esthetician who's going to be talking about topical treatments, and I'm going to be chit-chatting a little bit with her about internal stuff as well. So I'm super excited about that part to all of this.
Yes, we get like an outsider's point of view, so it's pretty exciting. Let's dive into the internal bits of what causes acne.
Yes, let's start there. So first off, some of the things that potentially could bring a patient into my office, saying something along the lines of, I think I have hormonal acne. Trust me, I hear it all the time. So some things that could indicate potentially that it could be hormonal acne would include severe flare-ups before menstruating, when the oral contraceptive pill, so your birth control, is desired to try to get rid of that pesky acne, when acne isn't actually responding to conventional treatments, potentially if you have PCOS. So some individuals are coming in because they have PCOS and acne comes along with that, and we'll chit-chat a little bit about that. Or even a late onset of acne. So in my individuals who are a little bit, who are no longer in their puberty stage, coming in saying, I just developed acne, what the heck is going on?
We got over this stage.
Exactly. That's another reason to potentially think, okay, hormones, hormones causing acne. So those are some of the things that potentially could bring someone into my office saying, I think I have hormonal acne. So now let's talk a little bit about things that can contribute to acne. So as you guys are probably well aware, naturopathic medicine encompasses looking at the whole body because everything is connected.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Exactly. So there is multiple things to consider in regards to acne. So things to consider would include diet, stress, medications, are you a smoker, any endocrine diseases or disorders. Those are all just general things to consider from my point of view. And so that's why in my visits, if I do have someone coming in saying that I have acne, I think it's hormonal acne, or just acne in general, we're going through all these different areas of health, just to see what potentially could be the factor that's causing the acne. So let's first start off talking a little bit more about diet. So we know from research that potentially high glycemic foods or dairy. I'm sure we've all heard that one tossed around. We know that dairy can increase acne. Essentially, dairy can increase androgens, which can then therefore increase acne.
What's an androgen?
Yeah.
For those non-sciencey laymans.
Great question. So an androgen, so basically it's more of like an umbrella term. It encompasses a few different hormones, including testosterone. So when I say androgens, think testosterone. we know that dairy can increase androgens, which then can increase acne. Then talking a little bit about stress. I think we all need to hear this.
We all need to hear this one. Also, too, if you need any coping mechanisms for stress, tune into our last podcast where we chatted with Dr. Singh and he gave some useful tips on how to deal with that.
Yes, yeah. It's something that, honestly, a lot of people I have coming into my office, given the circumstances that we're in right now, stress, I'm finding is a huge contributor right now in regards to my patients who are coming in with hormonal acne. So essentially, without getting into too many details, because I think it would be a little too complex to get into all the enzymes and the hormones and whatnot, but essentially it boils down to our stress hormone pathway can increase androgens and therefore then increase acne. So that's definitely one of the things I'm screening for in patients who are coming in with acne is how are your stress levels? Are you dealing with any stress? Are you coping with stress? Like, is there anything in place to cope with stress? And like you said, Dr. Singh in her last podcast gave some good tips on coping.
Some good tips. But do you want to know the crazy thing too is, you know, you get stressed when you have a spot on your face, you get acne, and then that causes more acne because you're stressed, and it's just like this vicious cycle on how to do it.
It's unfortunately it does. It comes down to this vicious cycle of, okay, well, now I'm stressed. I'm stressed about all of this acne. I can't get rid of it. I've been applying all these things to my face, and acne is one of those things, and we'll get into this more next week, is that, yes, topical things are great for acne, but that's not... You have to look internal as well.
But also, you have to look at the quality of what you're putting on your face. And also, I've read... Too much is not good. So if you're putting all these different creams and all these different serums and stuff on, it could be just clogging your pores and not actually doing the job. So
exactly. Great points there, and I think our guest next week will touch on those points, which is amazing. But yeah, you're so right that some people get stuck. Like, trust me, I was there. I didn't know anything about any of these things back when I was dealing with acne. So I was literally trying everything under the sun that people were recommending to put on my face and everything. And maybe it helped a little bit, but it wasn't the solution for me. Yes, topical can help, but it's looking internal because now we're dealing with hormones. So that's a big part of it, stress. And then, like I said, smoking also can increase acne as well, so taking that into consideration. Medications, like I previously said, so things to think about for medications. There are certain medications and supplements that can increase acne. So potentially some medications to consider are your benzos, lithium, to name some of the more common ones, or even certain birth controls. Certain birth controls can increase androgens. On the flip side, some can also decrease it. So being aware of that, if you are using a birth control, that could either be making acne worse or be helping with acne as well, because it's decreasing androgens, which, as I was explaining, androgens can increase acne. Some things to think about in regards to supplements. certain B vitamins could potentially aggravate acne, so keeping that into taking that into consideration as well. And then last but not least, getting a little bit more in depth with the hormone aspect of it. So like I've been preaching this whole time, androgens can be a big contributor. And I know probably your next question, Sid, is, well, can we just test them and see
what's going on? I was actually just thinking, what lab work can we get done?
For sure. It's a great thing to think, too. And unfortunately, the reality is that we could do lab work, so we can test and look at your androgen levels. The unfortunate thing is that your blood work might not reflect high androgens, which is really interesting. And there's a couple theories as to why you still are getting acne due to androgens without your blood work reflecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So one theory being that at a local level, your receptors for those androgens are way more sensitive than, let's say, a general average person. And that's why, because it's more sensitive, you have more androgens binding, and it's so sensitive that it's now creating that issue of acne. The other theory is that in some individuals, potentially they are making more androgens locally, which is causing an increase in acne. So a couple different theories as to why blood work might not always reflect it. So obviously, at the end of the day, these are things to always have a conversation with your healthcare provider and whatnot to see if it's the best route for you. And but one thing to consider is that your blood work might not even reflect high androgens.
It's so frustrating.
It can be really frustrating, especially for the people who really like to see things on paper.
Yeah.
It can be super, super frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where having a thorough intake to really understand the person and see all these different areas of health to really understand what's going on. I'm not always jumping to blood work right away because, mm-hmm. like I said, it might not be reflected in blood work. That being said, if we think something else is going on,
Blood work is always a good idea.
It's a great tool to tell us some more information, but it might not, like I said, always tell us what we want to see in regards to the androgens. Another thing, while we're on the topic of androgens, because we know, like I said, they can increase acne. Another thing that's really common and so many people are talking about now is PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
So your polycystic ovarian syndrome. So PCOS can increase androgens. We won't go through all this.
That deserves its whole other show.
Exactly.
Which we will have to do because I feel like people will definitely want to know more information on that. But
no, for sure. And it gets pretty complex. There's a lot of different that's a whole other ball game. but basically what it boils down to is that PCOS can increase androgens. So therefore, that's the other thing that's running through my mind is this person coming in, are they dealing with PCOS? Or are they coming in already telling me that they have PCOS? Mm-hmm. And then right away I'm thinking, okay, well, we know that PCOS can have higher androgens, which for sure they're going to have acne. I shouldn't say for sure they're going to have it, but that can contribute to the acne,
mm-hmm.
In that population of individuals. An interesting thing to take note is that we actually think estrogen. So estrogen, we think that it could be a little bit more protective against acne and suppressing acne versus our androgens. So like I said before, testosterone. There is a few other ones, but for simplicity. So versus androgens, which are increasing acne. So that's really interesting that they think that potentially estrogen could have that suppressive effect towards it. But the conversation doesn't just end there. There are so many other hormones to take into consideration. So we just chatted about let's see, we talked about androgens, estrogen, and cortisol, like our stress hormone pathway. But there are so many other hormones to think about that all intertwine in this subject. So it doesn't just end there. So that's why it's so important to always, obviously, I'm not your healthcare professional, so always touching base with a healthcare professional to have this conversation. If you are someone who is struggling, like I said, with acne around your menstrual cycle, late onset acne, acne that is resistant to conventional treatment, or you have PCOS and you're experiencing persistent acne. If you are that individual, having this conversation with a healthcare provider to see what are your options. Mm-hmm. And we are going to touch upon some of the options in our next, yes, in the second part.
This
of
is this. Just a preface. You guys have to wait for the good bits.
Yes. So we are going to talk about some just general things, mm-hmm, with our special guest. But keeping in mind to have that conversation, because hormones have a big role, or can have a big role in acne. So many things can, like I said, we talked about all these different things that can contribute to acne. And we can't forget about those pesky little microbes too, the mm-hmm. P. acnes that can contribute to worsening of the acne as well. So there's just so many factors, and that's why it's so, so, so important to work alongside with a healthcare provider and see what potentially is the best route for you as an individual, because everybody's so different as to why they could be experiencing acne.
Mm-hmm. Educating yourself is key. Yeah, for sure. This has been great. This has been so informative, and this just makes me even more excited for our next chat with our special guest, which we will announce next week when we get it all together. But yes, it's been awesome chatting with you again, Dr. Cole. Stay tuned for the next podcast, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I can't wait to chit chat about what some general things we can think of in regards to helping with acne, and then talking with our guest. And like I said before, I am a healthcare provider, but I'm not your healthcare provider. So please always work alongside a healthcare provider. But obviously, like Sid said, educating yourself is so powerful, so you can have that conversation with a healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We will talk to you guys soon.
See ya.